Sanibonani bazalwane. Igama uNkululeko wakhanyile ngomunye wabazalwane eChrist Central Soweto. Ngithanda ukunibingelela nonke bazalwane namhlanje. I hope that you are keeping warm in this cold season that we are facing with. Hey, iyabamba ijobe again bazalwane. And also I hope that you are still faithful and keeping the precautions that our government gave us. Kutabantu izandla ziyawashwa regularly and that uma bephumela ngaphandle they continue to wear their mask to protect not only themselves but to protect the people abazobuyela kubona endlini mase bebuya in wherever labe yakhona whether emsebenzini or shopping for izinto ezinjengalezo. Bazalwane siyaqhubeka ke nentshumayelo on the series on leadership and yimi ozobe nithulela izwi lalamhlanje. Ngizothanda ukuthi ngibheke izwi ke lanamhlanje uma sizivula amabhayibheli ethu encwadini 1 Corinthians chapter 3 evesini lika-18 kuya ku-23. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18 kuya ku-23. Now here is the word of the Lord. Do not deceive yourselves. If any of you think you are wise by the standards of this age, you should become fools, so that you may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's sight. As it is written, He catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows that the thoughts of the wise are futile. So then, no more boasting about human leaders. All things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or the present or the future. All are yours and you are of Christ and Christ is of God. Here is the word of the Lord. Again, thandaze bazalwane, before we start our sermon for today. Baba othongcwele siyakubonga usasigcinile kuze kufikele lesi sikhathi. Sikubonga Nkosi ukuthi unguNkulunkulu oqhubekayo, uNkulunkulu othongcwele ukubusa ezweni lethu ngokokuhlela kwakho. It might happen that ukuthi thina siqondi uNkulunkulu othongcwele kodwa wena wazi kahle kamhlophe ukuthi konke lokho okwenzakalayo in our time uNkulunkulu othongcwele kuzophelela phi. Sisize ukuthi sibeke ithemba lethu kuwena uNkulunkulu wethu omuhle. Nanamhlanje kuseni Nkosi kumkhuleko kimi ukuthi uNkulunkulu wethu ongcwele ngezwi lakho ungenze ngibe mncane wena Nkosi ube mkhulu so that ekugcineni kosuku wena wedwa udunyiswe njengeNkosi esindisayo nephilayo. Nkosi sisize ngomoya wakho ongcwele ukuthi uthambise inhliziyo zethu vula indlebe zethu zikamoya ukwazi ukuthi sizwe izwi lakho uNkulunkulu wethu ongcwele usinikeze ukukholwa uNkulunkulu wethu omuhle ukuze izwi lakho uNkulunkulu wethu ongcwele silithobele siphile ngalo uNkulunkulu wethu ongcwele konke lokhu kube udumo kuwe uNkulunkulu wethu omuhle. Baba siyakubonga ke qhubeka ube kanye nathi njengoba siqhubeka nenkonzo yanamhlanje sibheka izwi lakho. Konke lokhu Nkosi siyakucela egameni lomfeli wethu uJesu Kristu. Amen. Amen bazalwane. Akuve kumangaza bazalwane ukubona abantwana bebangabazali. Fighting on those who's better parent and how a certain parent belongs to the other. Ubezwa bethi uma wami lona nomunye uba wami lona. You know, only if they could understand that both parents are for them. You know, they are there to serve them. That whether you choose mom or dad, both are necessary and play an important role in your growth. In other words, whether you prefer one over the other, they are both necessary for your growth. You do need them both. You know, Paul will be getting into something like this namhlanje bazalwane. Here, Paul, he is bringing his thoughts, bazalwane, together on the issue of factions and wisdom that he has been dealing with ku chapter 1 kuya ku chapter 3. Now, ushayileli sipikile on pointing out that all things belong to God. Therefore, the Corinthians are out not to boast about their leaders, but boast to the one who gives all things. He will do that by showing us that worldly wisdom is foolishness in the eyes of God. Therefore, those who want to be wise, they need to be foolish towards the things of this world, since it doesn't lead anyone into the knowledge of God and into the redemption that is found in Christ. And also, and so that they will be wise. Now, the second thing that he will show us is that all things belong to God. Therefore, all glory needs to go to God, who has enriched the Corinthians with all things, even their leaders. Let's dive in into it, bazalwane. The wisdom of the world is foolish to God in verse 18-20. There are two things that Paul wants the Corinthians to do in regard to the wisdom that he has been talking about. Go chapter 1 in verses 18-2. Is that number 1? They should not deceive themselves in verse 18a. And think that they are wise because they hold diplomas, degrees, honors, masters, and PhDs, or they have special skills in certain things or certain knowledge about traditional religion and politics. You know, these things, God regards them foolish as they drive one away from the truth. As we have seen how Jews demanded the signs and Greeks wanted wisdom. I'm not saying that people shouldn't study or it's wrong to have the above knowledge, but I'm saying that seeking the reality and meaning of life through those, God regards that as foolishness. As we have seen, that the true wisdom comes from God through Christ. Jesus is the power of God and the wisdom of God. John Basmolile Bazalon in chapter 1, verse 24. It is through faith in Christ that we can grasp our purpose in this world, thus find the meaning of this life. The second thing, Bazalwane, that Paul wants Corinthians to do is for those who think that they are wise according to the standards of this world, to become fools in verse 18b, so that they can be wise. Why? Because, as we have seen, true wisdom comes from God and found in Christ. Secondly, we don't get it through what we do, but we receive it from God through the Spirit. In the book of James, we are told to ask for wisdom from God. Paul quotes two Old Testament passages to help us see his point here, Bazalwane. He quotes in the book of Job, chapter 5, verse 13, where one of Job's friends, who are regarded as scholars or very wise people, are trying to give Job advice regarding his situation. In this chapter, God shows how foolish they are because they have no clue about the workings of God. Hence it says, he catches the wise in their craftiness. Therefore, it is better to be a fool when it comes into the things of this world. The second scripture that he quotes, it's in the book of Psalms, chapter 94, verse 11. The Lord knows that the thoughts of the wise are futile. Again, here he shows us that what the world calls wisdom is futile. Ngesikhathi sobandlululo, bazalwane, uHendrik Verwoerd wafika nesu lokuthi abantu abamnyama mababe bodwa, abamhlophe babe bodwa. He was and still is celebrated and considered as a wise person among his followers. But God considered it as stupid. What's more with this psalm, Bazalwane, is that it shows us that God is aware of all the injustices that is caused by those who consider themselves as wise and God as non-existing and unaware of their sins. God will bring about justice at the right time and will show the world how foolish it is with those who trusted in its wisdom, and will rescue and continue to be with those who regarded as fools for trusting in him. Mark Bazalwane, in his gospel, he says, it is better to lose your life in this world and find it in eternity, rather than to gain the whole world and lose your life or your soul at the end. All things belong to God, in verses 21 to 23. Here, Bazalwane Paul, he brings closure into how leaders are to be perceived and how they are to approach the ministry, of which he has been dealing with in chapter 3, verse 1, Diago 17. He has been using metaphors of the field to show that leaders are servants that serve the field, of which Corinthians are the field and God is the one who brings about growth. He used the picture of the building where leaders are contributors in building the structure, but God is the engineer of the building. Last week. Therefore, in verse 21, Paul commands the Corinthians. He writes, so then, no more boasting about human leaders. All things are yours. The statement of all things are yours is revolutionary, Bazalwane. It appeals to their status and transforms how they view themselves. Let me go back to my introduction, where kids are quarreling about who belongs to mom and who belongs to daddy. To say to your kids, guys, you know that instead of fighting for each of us, you have two of us belonging to you. We are here for you, both of us. You no longer have one, but two for you. Suddenly, fighting for one looks stupid while you can have two for you. Now, Paul is getting to something like that here, Bazalwane, but bigger than that. Let's look at it at verse 22 to verse 23. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or the present or the future, all are yours and you are of Christ and Christ is of God. Paul here first helps our leaders how they are to view ministry. He says he and other leaders belong to the Corinthians, not the other way around. Not like the Corinthians philosophers that the church was influenced by, who had followers that belonged to them and fight for them on who is better. And this changing the culture. Leaders are there to serve the church, not the other way around. He also helps the church on how they are to view their leaders. Firstly, they are to view them as servants who are there to serve them. Secondly, that these servants are placed by God for their growth in their different gifts. Whether you prefer Rabelane's preaching, what he was preaching the other week, or Mgoza's preaching when he opened this series, it really doesn't matter. You are robbing yourself to appreciate the variety of gifts that God deemed necessary for your growth. They are there for you. Lastly, the church is to view these leaders as one among many. One among many brothers and sisters. They are not superior to the church, but are all in Christ belonging to God. Church is to view them as equals, given the task to care for their brothers and sisters in the Lord. The other thing here is that being in Christ also means that Corinthians are heirs with Christ. So all that God has promised Christ to inherit, that is the whole world, the church, will participate in that inheritance for the fact that they are in Christ. This is massive. Now, why busy yourself with fighting over your leaders while they are there for you? And more than that, while you will inherit the whole world at the end with them. Now, Paul here, Bazalwane, he closes by pointing out that all things belong to God. Here, Bazalwane, he does not mean that Jesus is subordinate to God or that Jesus is not God, but that all that Jesus did while he was here on earth, he was fulfilling the will of God the Father. If then God is at the center of all things, therefore, stop boasting about your leaders, but boast in God, who has given you redemption through Christ, who has given you his spirit and leaders that you have. So all things belong to you in Christ, and Christ belong to God. Therefore, praise God. Hallelujah. Bazalwane, this ends our sermon for today. Let me pray for us as we reflect and think about this wonderful truth that shapes our mind on how leaders are to view the ministry and how the church are to perceive their leaders. Let's pray and close for today. Baba othongcwele, siyakubonga kakhulu. Umusa wakho nothando lwakho empilweni zethu is just so amazing. Nkulunkulu wethu ongcwele, sikubonga ngezwi lakho lanamhlanje, Nkulunkulu wethu omuhle, othe wasiza ngalo, Nkulunkulu wethu ongcwele, ukuthi those who are in leadership, how they are to view the calling ababizelwe kuyo nguNkulunkulu, ngendlela on how to serve. Lord God, thank you for helping us in understanding that Nkulunkulu wethu ongcwele, we are servants. Sizikhonzi Nkulunkulu wethu ongcwele. We are not bosses, we are not managers, we are not CEOs, we are not any of those kind of things. We are not superstars. Nkulunkulu wethu ongcwele, thank you for helping us to know that we are not popularities or anything like that, but ukusikhumbuza ukuthi sikhonze. This does reminds us of Jesus in the Gospel of Mark chapter 10 verse 45, when he says that he didn't come to be served, but he came to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Siyabonga Nkosi, siyakhuleka ukuthi usisize with other brothers and sisters who are leading, especially here Christ Central Soweto, Nkulunkulu wethu ongcwele, ukuthi this kind of truth zibe ingxenye yempilo zethu, be embodied in us that we are servants. Nkulunkulu wethu ongcwele, sisize ukuthi any kind of learning that we have had sinayo yokuthi sikwazi ukukhonza kangcono, nga ungasiza Nkosi ukuthi lokho kungabi into esiphakamisayo ukuthi we are better than, but that Lord God, into enjengaleyo kungayiyona engasehlisa even more, to know that it doesn't come from us, it comes from God. It's God who has given us wisdom to even understand izinto esikwazile ukuzifunda. Nga lezo zinto esizifundile noma esakwazi ukuzifunda, Nkulunkulu wethu ongcwele, zisize ukuthi sibe ngizikhonzi ezingcono ekukhonzeni. Lord, we praise and thank you for helping us as a congregation uNkulunkulu wethu ongcwele ukuthi kusimele kubabona kanjani abaphathi bethu, that we are to view abaphathi bethu uNkulunkulu wethu ongcwele njengabantu abakhona ukuzosikhonza, njengabantu uNkulunkulu akababekile phakathi kwethu ukuthi basikhonze. Sisize ke uNkulunkulu wethu ongcwele singabathatheli phansi ngesimo sokuthi bayizikhonzi ngalolo hlobo, but uNkulunkulu wethu ongcwele sisize ukuba sisizwe leli qiniso lokuthi they are among many. uNkulunkulu wethu ongcwele ubabizile, they are among us as ibandla, they are brothers and sisters, we all belong to Christ, all sisonke ndawonye, we are to treat one another as brothers and sisters. And Nkosi usisize njengebandla esikhathini samanje abafundisi abantu benza badinga ukuthi bafone ukuze bakwazi ukubona befundisi, in a sense that fanele benze ama bookings ukuze babone abafundisi. Lord, help us ukuthi sizibone as equals, both leaders bezibone as equals to abazalwane babona abafundisi abo as equals to them. Sisize ukuthi kungabi khona ama barriers that will be in between okuzokwenza ukuthi abazalwane bangakwazi ukufinyelela kubafundisi. Sincede ke Nkosi as ibandla understandeni ukuthi we are equals ndawonye. Abafundisi bethu, they are there to serve us. uNkulunkulu wethu ongcwele ukuthi zonke lezi zinto zibekelwe for thina njengabazalwane ukuze sikhule kwazini uNkulunkulu, sikhule kwazini uJesu Kristu, simphilele kangcono, sithande abanye abantu njengoba sizithanda thina. All our leaders are there for us to equip us ukuze sikwazi ukwenza lokho ngendlela ezodumisa uNkulunkulu. Sisize ke Nkosi sifinyelele kulolu qiniso ukuthi all things are ours. Akukho umbangiswano, but all things are ours in Christ, and that all we belong to Christ. And that zonke izinto ngezikaNkulunkulu. Sisenze ke uNkulunkulu wethu ongcwele ukuthi ekugcineni singaphakamisi abaholi bethu osibekele bona, but njengebandla siphakamise uNkulunkulu osinike abaholi bethu. Nkosi, singakwenza konke lokhu ngokusizwa nguwe. Singakwenza konke lokhu Nkosi ngokuthi uMoya ongcwele usisize ekuqondeni la maqiniso, siwa practice in our lives and live by them. Gcineni Baba, siyakhuleka ukuthi ugcina abazalwane bonke in these difficult times, especially because winter it's getting in its peak. Coronavirus will be in its peak. Things seems to be zizoba worse as more than as we imagine it. As beqhubeka abaholi osibekubona kuleli zwe besitshela, Nkosi siyakhuleka ukuthi uvikele abantwana bakho, uvikele abazalwane emakhaya nabantwana babo, uvikele abazalwane nabazali babo emakhaya. Nkosi siyakhuleka ukuthi uvikele abazalwane abavuka ekuseni baye emsebenzini bethatha amateksi ngokwahlukana kwabo. Nkosi vikele abazalwane bethu who are working in a very exposed areas. uNkulunkulu wethu ongcwele, bavikele esikhathini esinzima esinjengalesi esibhekene naso. Lord, we pray ukuthi uqhubeke ube with the scientist who seems to be able to find a cure ye coronavirus. Basize ke uNkulunkulu wethu ongcwele ukuthi nalokho abakuthola okuncane kukwazi ukusiza uNkulunkulu wethu ongcwele ngendlela emangalisayo. Baba, siyakubonga ke nanamhlanje, uqhubeka wena ubuse njalo njengeNkosi esindisayo. Usisize njalo ekuthandeni wena nasekuphileleni njengeNkosi nomsindisi wempilo zethu. Egameni lomfelo wethu uJesu Kristu. Amen.
This solid ground. there is.